This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The U.S. government won't confirm, but it's widely expected to reaffirm its controversial approval of leases in the Arctic for oil drilling. Shell Oil wants to drill for oil and gas despite equipment failures and accidents there in 2012, perhaps drilling by this summer. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Sarah Gardner reports.
U.S. regulators admit drilling in the Arctic is nothing like the Gulf of Mexico. Walter Cruikshank, deputy director of the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, says not only is it more remote.
It's also obviously an area that has a lot of harsh weather. So these sorts of things together mean that you have to operate a little bit differently in the Arctic than you would in other places.
Even the government estimates a 75% chance of a major oil spill there. The Interior Department is proposing tighter rules for Arctic drilling, including a containment dome nearby in case of a blowout. Marilyn Hyman with Pew Charitable Trust's U.S. Arctic Program expects some industry pushback.
But I think it would be irresponsible to drill in the Arctic Ocean with those extreme conditions without these types of protections.
Shell has already spent nearly $6 billion in the Arctic, so the pressure to deliver on that investment, analysts say, is intense. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.